Melanie O'Gorman, good morning.
Hi Andrew, how are you?
Yeah, very well. Busy morning with jump outs.
Yes, well I'm in Sydney, just to came down to see
Oh,
Tim
the
for his work this morning.
yep.
So he worked down here on the pro ride at Warwick Farm and everything went well, and yeah, he's in really good shape coming back off, coming off the trip home from Melbourne.
Take us through the thoughts then. You just wanted to get him down here and sort of work him in preparation for Saturday?
Well, I took him down to Melbourne and I had him down there for 10 days before the race in Melbourne.
Yep.
And I had him down there obviously to settle in and trial going anti-clockwise. And everything seemed to go well. We seemed to have a really good prep leading into the race, but things just obviously didn't go as well as planned on the
Yep.
day.
Yep.
And when, Anthony and I had a good talk, and it seemed silly to take him all the way back to Tamworth when we'd come, stopped in Sydney, and there was a race at Rosehill for him on Saturday, so that looked ideal if he had, if he appeared to pull up well and come through the trip home, which he does. So I decided, well, we've got nothing to lose, we may as well try again and run here at Rosehill on Saturday.
Sometimes, Flemington can just produce that. You've just got to put it off. If you're comfortable with the way that he's looking to you, then you press on.
Yeah, the horse looked great, Andrew. Like, really, you wouldn't think he's just got off the trip from Melbourne, and eating really well. He really loves it out here at Warwick Farm. Been so many times now, it's kind of like second home to him.
Yep.
So that makes my job a lot easier. So yeah, I just thought, well, I really think we should. Maybe there was a few excuses the other day at Flemington. He got galloped on in the race and came back to scale with cuts above his hock. Not life-threatening by any
Yeah.
means, but maybe that was enough to put him off, and just the way the track was playing on the day. So yeah, all I can do is put a line through that. The horse looks terrific. I think he's in really good shape. So we'll just roll the dice again on Saturday, see what
Understand.
happens.
And the Bell Flyer form, I mean, he won again at the Sunny Coast on Saturday. So, if you can run up to around that run again and you're listening to you're confident that you can obviously do that.
Well, I mean, this is his first attempt at the 1500, but I've always felt that the horse was looking for further and needed more ground. I mean, I guess we'll know more after Saturday, Andrew. Maybe he's just a fresh horse and a sprinter that likes to just settle back and get home. So there's still a bit of a question mark on that. I know that form around does look really good. I'm hoping that he can run as well as he did in the Kosciuszko. But I guess we'll know more when we see how he handles the 1500. I've always thought that he'd be better suited to more distance than a mile. So I guess we're looking forward to, if he runs well, hopefully he can answer some questions for us on Saturday.
I mean, the Kosciuszko was like a. I mean, it was a 1200 metre, but we know what ground that heavy ground. It was a testing race, and he does give you the indication, doesn't he, that he's always finishing off that you think, gee, he could make a miler, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And I've always felt that, but there was such good prize money on offer and so many good country, races
Yeah.
for those country horses around the 12 or 1400, that I've sort of kept him at that distance. But now that we're through that and obviously ran so well in the Kosciuszko, I'm looking forward to hopefully keeping the horse up so that I can get him to the mile and see if that really does suit him better.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, I want to go back to Kosciuszko Day. I spent that day down in the stabling area for a few hours. I don't normally get the chance of going down there, but I went down there and then it rained, so I prolonged it. But there is so much effort that goes into getting a horse to any race. But then
Well,
I look around and I see you were there and a couple of girls that work for you, obviously, that were looking after the horse and putting the gear on and sort of just making sure, walking around, making sure any horse is stretched and ready to go. There's so much work. I really urge people to, when you go to the races, go down to the stabling area, particularly at Randwick, because it gives you can walk in and it's like you can lean over and touch the horse.
yeah, it's a great facility they have down there now, and it is nice that people can get up close to the horses and see and get a feel for the that that pre-race emotion, as I call it. And
Yeah.
it's kind of, when we get down there, to me it's nice when the horse is calm. That's what every trainer wants. You want the horse to be calm, relaxed, focused, and yeah, just a nice relaxed atmosphere down there. Everyone's kind of concentrating. It's serious, but as I said, relaxed and keeping the horses calm. And yeah, it's nice for people to be able to get down there and see that and realise how much goes into it pre-race and how much care is taken with the horse leading into a race like that with such good prize money, or really any horse leading into a race with the standards that we have now in our country and the racing that we have. The staff and the background staff really are the unsung heroes. They do long hours and a lot of work. And, often when the horse has won the race, they're still back at the stalls.
Yeah.
And no one sees the swabbing and what goes on afterwards.
Yeah, no, it is. It's as I say, I urge people, when you go to the races, just go down, walk around, particularly at Randwick. At Rose Hill, it's a bit different, but Randwick, you can certainly walk around and see all the horses. You can see them walking around, and it is certainly fascinating. We've gone away from Suncraze on Saturday. I hope he runs well for you, Mel.
Thanks, Andrew. If he doesn't run well, we'll just go back to the paddock, I guess, and start again. He always runs well first up and runs well fresh. I've really tried hard to keep him up so I could get him up to the mile, as I said. And I think he's doing well. He's eating well. His coat's probably never looked better. So hopefully I'm making the right move.
You will be. Good luck. I hope everything goes well for the week ahead. Thanks a lot, Melanie.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye.